Chapter 8. Seeing Idrissa must have spurred Saw into reuniting with some of his old compatriots. Zosad and his small crew came first, and then Rhys arrived. This time, he wasn't alone. He had a group of three other humans and a Lasat who didn't talk much. They looked at Rhys as if he was their leader, and Jin had a hard time puzzling that out. He was not the kind of person she would have fought for. The outpost was starting to feel more crowded than usual, and Jin in particular felt outnumbered. Rhys's men were young and immature, reckless and destructive. When Jin was target practicing with her A-180 modified blaster, Rhys's crew picked up their own blasters and joined her. But they were not concerned with firing one shot and moving on to the next target. They massacred the dead droid bodies hung up on the rafters of the broken comm tower, laughing wildly as the metal burned.
"When are they leaving?"
Jin asked Saw in a low voice on the third day after they'd invaded her home. Saw laughed.
"I know, they're insufferable, but they can be handy," he added in a louder voice.
"Really?" Jin said, doubt dripping from the word.
"Really?"
Jin stared at Rhys, evaluating him. He was about a decade older than her, but he lacked any discipline. He was broader, sure, with larger muscles, but she doubted he had ever formally trained.
"Like what you see?" Rhys said, strutting over to Jin.
"Not really," she said coolly.
"Keep a leash on your little girl," Rhys told Saw. "She needs to have more respect."
Jin's blood boiled, but Saw raised his hand.
"Jin's not a little girl, and if you have a problem with her, take it outside."
Rhys laughed.
"Yeah, okay," he said sarcastically, at the same time Jin snapped. "I'm fine with that."
Rhys raised an eyebrow at her.
"Come on,"
she said, heading to the door. Rhys's men whooped at him so loudly that he had no choice but to follow. Saw lumbered behind them. Jin went to the cleared area on the island where she and Saw practiced sparring daily and waited for Rhys to face her.
"Cause no lasting damage and keep it clean,"
Saw said in a somewhat bored voice.
"This is a spar. You're not fighting the Emperor here."
"I'll be gentle," Rhys said, sneering at Jin.
"I was talking to Jin,"
Saw replied, stepping back. Rhys squared off in front of her. He had too much bravado. He was far too aware of the group of men circling them. Jin kept her gaze on his face, knowing his tell would show there. She saw the instant his eyes changed from mocking to serious, and she had her arms raised in a block before he'd even finished making a fist. She knocked his arm aside with one of hers, driving a fist into his solar plexus with enough force to wind him. Rhys stumbled back, fury turning his pale face red, and his men howled with laughter. Jin kept light on her feet, careful. She almost always sparred with Saw, and Saw kept his temper in check, especially with her. But Rhys was not Saw. He boiled with anger at being mocked, and his next attack was as random and ferocious as an enraged animal. Jin hadn't been ready for it, and she went down, slamming into the dirt. She leapt up before Rhys had a chance to turn around in triumph, scooting back and lowering her center as she watched him with narrowed eyes.
"You should have stayed down, little girl," Rhys growled.
Jin didn't bother answering. Words didn't hurt. Fists did. Tired of the defensive, Jin struck first, feinting a punch, then leaning back into a kick that connected with Rhys's shoulder. He took the force of it in stride, barely stumbling back, and Jin kicked out again, aiming higher. He knocked aside her leg this time, throwing her off balance, and pushed against her, hard, so she thudded back to the ground. This time, he didn't assume she was out. He dropped his knees on her chest, painfully, smiling as the air whooshed out of her. Her arms were still free, but Reese was positioned on top of her in such a way that she couldn't easily throw him off or gain any leverage. He smirked, and then his eyes narrowed. He leaned down so close to Jin's face that for one horrifying moment, she thought he was going to kiss her. But instead, he yanked at the leather cord around her neck, pulling up her kyber crystal necklace.
"You got us chasing the Empire halfway across the galaxy looking for these things," he yelled at Saw. "And your little girl has one around her neck? What are you playing at?"
He flicked the kyber in Jin's face and laughed when she flinched. Jin's lips moved. Reese was so focused on them that he didn't notice the way her fingers wrapped around a large stone on the ground.
"What was that, little girl?" Reese asked, leaning closer.
"I said," Jin replied in a quiet voice,
"that was my mother's."
And with Reese's head so close to her own, she slammed the rock into the side of his skull. He fell off her, dazed, and Jin stood, kicking him viciously in the stomach. Reese rolled away, groaning, then stood. Jin let the rock fall from her hands, not breaking eye contact with him.
"That's," Reese started.
"Cheating?" Jin said. "I wasn't aware there were rules." She headed back to the outpost as Reese's men swarmed him. When she passed Saw, he said in a low voice that only she could hear,
"Nice pointed stick."
Jin stayed in her room until Reese and his crew left that evening. Saw knocked on her door to let her know he was gone. When Jin led him inside, she noticed that he had a dark, greenish-brown cloth in his hand.
"What's that for?" Jin asked.
"You." Saw draped the cloth around Jin's neck. "I want you to wear this from now on."
She tugged at the durable carbon cotton scarf.
"Why?"
Saw's gaze dropped.
"I know you won't take off that necklace. I know what it means to you. But Jin..."
He finally met her gaze.
"You can't let anyone else see it. Galen may have worked with kyber crystals, but they're rare. And the fact that you have one, and that I've made it known I'm asking about them..."
He ran a hand over his smooth head.
"It's not safe. We can't let others find out who you are, who your father is."
"Reese works for you," Jin said in a soft voice.
"Reese works for payment," Saw said. "And there are people who would pay him far more than I could if he knew you were Galen Erso's daughter."
Jin tugged the scarf down, covering her neck and chest. She felt inexplicably exposed.
"He saw it," she said. "He knew it was a kyber. I told him it was a gift from my mother,"
she thought but didn't say. She didn't want Saw to know how foolish she'd been by just handing Reese another piece of the puzzle of who she was.
"And he knows that I've been very interested in Galen's work, and figuring out just what it is he's making for the Empire,"
Saw conceded.
"But Reese is also thick-headed, and I doubt he's going to think about today beyond just how well you beat him. Still,"
he added, readjusting Jin's new scarf,
"just in case."
She pressed the cloth to her chest.
"Just in case.
Zosad and his men are still here. We're setting up our next mission."
He spoke with an expectant tone that Jin found curious.
"Want to join in?"
he asked, grinning. Her eyes rounded. Saw had never, not once, allowed her to join him on a mission. He had ignored her pleading, eventually forbidding her from even asking anymore.
"If I had known you'd let me join you on missions as soon as I beat up a boy, I'd have done it a long time ago," she said.
"It wasn't that," Saw said. "I already knew you were strong enough."
He turned to her door.
"Then what?" Jin asked, bouncing on her heels. "What changed your mind?"
When he looked back at her, there was sadness in his eyes that belied his lingering smile.
But he didn't answer her.